One night of wild abandon. You deserve this. Lucy Summers muttered to herself as she followed a buzzing neon sign downstairs to the Good Luck Bar, a jazz bar in the hip San Francisco neighborhood she recently moved to. The minute Lucy made her way down the dimly lit stairs, wild laughter and loud music hit her. The local bar was small, but as raucous as a speakeasy. Drinks were spilling out of glasses, and hips were grinding away on the dance floor as lively jazz blared out. This was the first time Lucy had gone to a bar alone, without friends, and she was nervous. Without the pressure of company, Lucy contemplated turning back, heading home to waste away the evening in front of the TV. But no, she had gotten all dressed up tonight to let her jet-black hair down for the first time in a very long time. She deserved this. Her best friend Steph had ranted at her on FaceTime earlier that night. "You're entitled to one night of wild abandon, Lucy. You said you wanted it, so go find yourself a handsome man and get a little reckless. You're turning 30, not 50. You don't have to be so serious all the time." But Lucy tried to argue with Steph. After all, she was alone on her birthday in a new city. Couldn't she just stay in, unpack, and get settled? But Steph used that as even more of a reason for Lucy to cut loose. "Take yourself out. Explore your new home. Meet some locals. What's the worst that could happen? Remember your promise." Lucy had made a promise on her last birthday, spent with Steph, ordering Chinese takeout and binging old episodes of Gilmore Girls, that for her 30th birthday, she would do something crazy. Although only if she had achieved certain goals she had set for herself by then. As if the universe was egging her on, 1 month before her 30th birthday, Lucy got a long-deserved promotion and the offer to transfer to her company's head office in San Francisco, where one of the senior staff in the fashion department had recently retired. Lucy worked for one of the largest conglomerates in the world, the iGlobal Group, and this promotion was a big deal. She could finally exhale after years of grinding and working all hours. She finally had something to show for years at design school that would actually make her parents proud, not just another unpaid internship at a prestigious company or an entry-level role that barely covered her rent. She had a decent salary now, stock options, and health care. The company had even paid for her to relocate and put her up in a temporary apartment until she found her feet. She was finally beginning to feel like a proper adult. Her success had come at a cost, though. Lucy had spent her entire 20s as a workaholic with zero social life. Her best friend Steph had hung around, but most of her other friends had long tired of Lucy's reclusive lifestyle. And as for romance, Lucy's last boyfriend was when she was an undergrad. She just hadn't had the time. But when Lucy got to her new apartment in San Francisco and found herself greeted with a bottle of champagne from the company welcoming her to town, she experienced an uncharacteristic craving for companionship. She'd made the promise to Steph that she'd have a one-night stand on her 30th birthday, largely as a joke. But now, here she was, alone in a bar and looking for love. Lucy looked around the club, her eyes for once not hidden behind her glasses, gradually adjusted to the dark and sultry atmosphere. She headed to the packed bar. She was in dire need of some liquid courage. "Hey, gorgeous," the lecherous voice of a tipsy banker type called out to Lucy. She flashed him a polite smile, wondering how best to get rid of him, when, thankfully, the eagle-eyed bartender beckoned her toward a gap at the bar. "Hey, what can I get you?" the bartender asked with a welcoming smile. Martini, gin, dry. Thanks." Lucy racked her brains for something to say. She'd never been good at small talk or befriending strangers, but if this was her new local bar, she had to try. She'd always wanted to be one of those people who knew the bartenders by name and could come in for a chat at the end of a rough day. So, she tried. "Busy in here, huh?"
"Thursday's the new night, right?"
"Is it? I'm new in town."
"Oh yeah, it's our busiest night. So, where are you from?"
"Indiana."
"Ah, Hoosier. Well, your first drink's on me. We Hoosiers gotta stick together. Hang on, I'll find you a seat."
He came out from behind the bar and dragged a spare stool toward Lucy.
"I'm Sam. What's your name?"
he asked after he found a spot for the stool at the end of the bar, which was directly facing the dance floor. A young man sat nearby checking his Apple Watch. "I'm Lucy Summers," she told him as she sat down on the bar stool.
Sam knew how overwhelming the city could be to out-of-towners and extended his hand for a handshake. Well, welcome to San Francisco, Lucy Summers. Sam looked at her with a warm smile, like he could tell she was feeling very nervous.
So, what brings you here?
Sam asked, propping his elbow on the bar. She took a sip from her glass and savored the cool chill of her martini before answering him.
Work. I just got transferred to the head office here, she said with a proud nod, causing the young man seated beside her to turn and give her a brief glance.
He said nothing as he returned his attention once again to his Apple Watch.
Interesting. So, you haven't made any friends here yet?
She laughed self-consciously at that. No, not yet. It's my birthday, so I thought I should at least come out, but... She shrugged again, embarrassed, and let her words trail off. But before she had a chance to get insecure, Sam clinked a glass in the bar with a spoon.
Hey everyone, this lady is new here, and it's her birthday. Let's wish her a good one.
Sam announced loudly, and those within earshot turned their attention to Lucy and raised a toast. Her cheeks were crimson now.
What's wrong?
Asked Sam playfully. Thanks for that little speech. That wasn't embarrassing at all, she said with a playful grin.
Oh, we do that for all the newbies. Don't worry, you're not special. Anyway, feel free to come around whenever you need company. Don't let the city swallow you up,
Sam said with a wink before shifting his attention to a new group of customers who had entered the bar. Lucy sighed to herself, and now that her ally Sam was busy, she found herself sitting alone again. She pulled out her phone from her bag and began texting Steph.
Okay, I dressed up. I went to a bar. I had a drink. Can I go yet?
But Steph immediately texted back. No, that wasn't the whole list, was it? I think you'll recall that the promise was to get dressed up, go to a bar, and find the wildest one-night stand of your life. There was no denying it. Lucy had indeed made that promise to herself both a year ago and earlier tonight, although reading it here in text form made her cringe. Lucy didn't want a long entanglement, a relationship that she had to tend to and nurture, but she was long overdue for a night of wild passion. So she looked around the club again for any prospective candidates. Had Sam been a bit younger, perhaps she would have considered him, but as he poured a pint of beer, she noticed a wedding ring on his finger. That settled that, then. She noticed several guys staring at her like they were waiting for a signal from her before approaching, but none of them captured her attention. Far too eager. She turned back toward the bar and sipped at her drink. At least her new local bartender could make a mean martini. She was savoring a sip when a jock-type guy barged up to her, almost spilling her drink.
Hey, newbie, need me to show you around?
The jock said with a suggestive wink, eyeing her up and down.
No thanks, Lucy said with a forced smile.
You sure? There are plenty of places I could take you to, if you know what I mean,
he said as he leaned closer to her and placed a hand on her thigh. Thanks, but I'll pass, Lucy muttered through gritted teeth. But he wouldn't budge and instead moved closer, racking his brains for yet another proposition to offer Lucy. Before he could come up with one, Tom, the young man with the Apple Watch who had been sitting quietly beside her, growled.
She said no. Why don't you just get lost?
Taken aback, the burly jock turned to his bro friends with a shrug and scurried away before a brawl broke out. Of course, Lucy had been aware that someone was sitting next to her, but she hadn't really taken note of him until she heard his voice. She turned to look at him finally and froze when their eyes met. He was staring directly at her too, a smile dancing across his lips.
What was so funny? She wondered.
Lucy cocked her head to the side and raised an eyebrow. Tom tried not to chuckle as he looked down again to her phone, which was in her hand between them, her text to Steph still open. Lucy's eyes widened, mortified, as she realized that Tom had read her texts. She hurriedly locked her phone as Tom chuckled. But it was too late. Her plans had been revealed. Lucy blushed a deep shade of red as she quickly looked away. Although their gaze had held for only a few seconds, she had gotten a very clear picture of his rugged good looks and piercing green eyes. Lucy silently prayed that he wouldn't say anything too loudly about what he'd read or tell Sam. The last thing she wanted was her new local bartender to know that she was on the lookout for a one-night stand. She had to say something to this handsome stranger.
Look, it was just a joke, and really, you shouldn't have been looking at my phone.
Yeah, sorry.
It was just a joke. That stuff about the wildest one-night stand?
Of course, I get it. It's fine. Honestly, let's just forget I saw anything,
he said with a straight face, but she could hear the amusement seeping into his voice. Lucy couldn't help but continue to justify her racy messages.
It's just... My friend Steph is always nagging me to get out more and meet people. She says I'm a workaholic.
Oh, I know the drill. Believe me. But hey, look, here you are. Out. Meeting new people. I'm Tom. Nice to meet you.
Lucy.
But you know, Lucy, there's also nothing wrong with what you said you want, he assured her. From one workaholic to another, I get it. Who has time for strings and sentiments?
Not me, Lucy replied honestly. But sometimes I just...
You find yourself craving some company?
Tom concluded for her, taking the words right out of Lucy's mouth, right out of her mind. This was getting dangerously alluring. Lucy finished up the dregs of her drink, unsure where this was heading next.
Can I get another, please, Sam? And one for this lady, Lucy, too.
Tom called out to Sam before looking at her.
I'm good, thanks. You don't need to buy me a drink.
It's your birthday, and I just invaded your privacy. It's the least I can do. Can I?
Okay, sure. She didn't quite want this night to end either.
Besides, you haven't even danced yet,
Tom replied playfully. Then, as he looked at her fresh martini from Sam and set it down in front of her, he whispered in her ear,
Never mind the rest of your checklist.
His warm breath tickled her ear, sending goosebumps down her body. Lucy felt her face heat up again. You said that you'd forget you saw that.
Yeah, I did say that, didn't I? But maybe I can help instead.
Tom reminded her with a wink.